When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Every day, quietly and unseen, the laws of life are working. They are not loud, they do not beg for attention, yet they are always in motion. They shape your destiny in ways most never realize. And among these laws, one truth stands above the rest. Success is not seized in sudden bursts of effort. It is drawn toward you quietly, invisibly, through the habits you build and the standards you live by each and every day. Well, habits are the invisible architecture of your future. They are the unseen hands shaping your results long before anyone notices. Most men look for luck or for a grand opportunity to finally break through. But the wise man knows better. He understands that the true architect of destiny is daily behavior, simple actions, repeated without fail. Consider this carefully. Every morning when you rise, you are not simply waking up. You are setting the tone for who you are becoming. When you choose discipline, when you choose order, when you decide to start your day with clear intentions, you are signaling to life itself that you are prepared to receive more. You are telling success that you are ready for it. This is not a theory, it is cause and effect, and like all natural laws, it does not discriminate. The man who respects it thrives. The man who ignores it suffers quietly in confusion. If your habits are careless, life will mirror that carelessness back to you. If your habits are excellent, life has no choice but to reward you in kind. Think about the great men of history, or the highly respected individuals you know personally. Their habits, small, consistent, often unglamorous, are what set them apart. Not a singular act of brilliance, but repeated devotion to a higher standard. The truth is, success does not like noise. It does not arrive to those who shout the loudest or demand the most attention. Success is attracted to order, to consistency, to quiet strength. When you rise each morning and complete your tasks, not because someone is watching, but because it is simply who you are building magnetic power. Power that pulls opportunities, people, and resources toward you naturally. This is why the man who seems unassuming on the surface often becomes the leader others admire. He has practiced greatness in silence. Pause for a moment and examine your daily actions. Are they deliberate? Are they aligned with the vision you hold for your life? Or are they reactive, dictated by impulse and emotion? What you do each day is what you become. This is not optional. It is unavoidable. You are always becoming something. The only question is, are you becoming the man you respect, or drifting into a version of yourself you will regret? The most powerful transformation occurs not when you change your environment, but when you change your habits. It is easy to blame circumstances. It is easy to say you would be more successful if only things were different, but this is an illusion. The wisest among us know, the man who takes control of his habits takes control of his fate. It starts small. Wake early, think clearly, guard your speech, strengthen your body. Read daily, finish what you start. When these habits become your nature, life responds. There is no need to chase success frantically when you become the type of person success is drawn to. This is why so many men fail despite desperate effort. They chase what they have not yet earned internally. Their habits do not reflect their ambitions. It is like planting weeds and expecting roses. But the man who quietly, persistently builds winning habits does not need to chase. Success finds him. It knocks on his door uninvited. Because success is not found, it is attracted. Let us be very clear. This is not about perfection. You will falter. You will miss days. You will face frustration. But excellence is not about never falling. It is about rising quickly, correcting course, and refusing to lower your standards. Each time you honor your habits, you cast a vote for the man you wish to become. And when those votes accumulate, they shape not only your results, but your very identity. Understand this deeply. Habits are not just actions, they are statements. They declare to the world who you are and what you believe you deserve. When your habits say, "I am disciplined," the world responds accordingly. When they say, "I cut corners," life offers you nothing of value. It is brutally fair in this regard. You receive what you repeatedly signal. So signal strength, signal order, signal readiness. In time, you will find that success is no longer something you pursue, it is something you quietly expect. Not out of arrogance, but because you have built the habits of a man who naturally draws success into his life. You will no longer wonder if you are worthy, you will know. And that certainty, more than any fleeting motivation, will become your greatest advantage. There comes a time in every serious man's life when he looks around and realizes something remarkable. Success does not favor the talented alone, nor does it reward merely the ambitious. Success seems to whisper toward the man who holds himself to quiet and unwavering discipline. It bends toward those whose habits reflect stability, clarity, and control. It drifts away from those who are erratic, inconsistent, and ruled by fleeting moods. The world respects the man who respects himself through his habits. And so I tell you plainly, your habits are not small things. They are the invisible gravity pulling your life in one direction or another. Each day you repeat them, you cast your vote, you make a silent declaration, "This is who I am becoming." And though the world may not see the results immediately, the laws of cause and effect are already working on your behalf or against you. You see, the truly great understand this. They do not waste their early mornings in idleness. They do not allow their minds to become playgrounds for worry and distraction. They do not leave their plans to chance. They structure their days, not rigidly, but deliberately. They value their time as though it were the most precious asset they own, because it is. Time spent without purpose is success quietly slipping through your fingers. Think carefully about the man who rises early with a clear agenda. He does not rush. He moves with calm confidence. He tackles his priorities before the world even stirs. While others scramble and react, he progresses. And this progression, small as it may seem each day, compounds. Weeks pass and he is ahead. Months pass and he is respected. Years pass and he becomes the man others look to with admiration, wondering quietly, "How did he do it?" It was never luck. It was never a miracle. It was habit, repeated in the quiet, sustained without applause, perfected in solitude. This is the path of power. And yet many reject this truth. Why? Because habits are not glamorous. They do not provide instant gratification. They require patience, and patience is rare. The undisciplined man grows restless. He seeks shortcuts. He jumps from idea to idea, hoping for something new and exciting to save him. He does not realize the boring path is often the right one. Consistency is not thrilling, but it is transformation. Every act of discipline, no matter how small, strengthens the mind. When you choose to do what you should do, even when you do not feel like it, you train yourself to lead rather than follow your emotions. This is the essence of maturity. Success belongs to the emotionally mature. What are your current habits telling the world about you? If your actions were broadcast for all to see, would they reflect strength or weakness, resolve or apathy? You cannot hide from your habits. They reveal everything. Consider your evenings, the time when most minds drift. Do you waste those hours numbing yourself, or do you end your day with reflection, planning, and renewal? The man who ends his day properly wakes up the next day with clarity and confidence, while the careless man wakes up lost, grasping for direction. Again, success rewards those who respect time. You must come to terms with this truth. Success is attracted, not forced. You do not chase it down in desperation. You become the kind of man success seeks out. You do this by living each day aligned with the principles you say you believe. When your actions and values are united, you create harmony. And in this harmony, you gain power. This power is quiet. It does not boast, but it changes everything. It gives you influence, it gives you respect, and it gives you the most valuable thing of all, self-respect. A man who respects himself moves differently. He speaks with calm certainty. He does not seek approval, for he approves of himself. He does not need to chase opportunity, for opportunity feels safe approaching him. It begins, and always returns to, habit. Make no mistake. The man you wish to become is waiting for you on the other side of better habits. Your future does not lie in a distant place. It lies in today's choices, repeated until they become your second nature. When you understand this, you stop hoping. You start building. Quietly, daily, relentlessly. Success, as the world sees it, often appears loud. It shows itself in accolades, recognition, and applause. But do not be deceived by the noise of achievement. The roots of success grow in silence. They are nurtured in the still moments when no one is watching. When a man chooses to persist, when he chooses discipline over ease, when he chooses clarity over chaos. This is the secret the wise have always known. You do not become great in the spotlight. You become great in the dark, unseen by others, seen only by yourself. The man who repeats his chosen disciplines quietly becomes formidable. While the world indulges in distractions, he sharpens his mind. While others drift with no direction, he reinforces his habits with ruthless consistency. He is not rushed, for he understands that greatness is not microwaved, it is slow cooked. Ask yourself, what are you doing when no one is watching? That is your true character. Do you default to comfort or do you embrace effort? Do you delay your dreams for trivial pleasures or do you stay aligned with your vision? Your answer to these questions will determine where you stand, not today, but years from now. Time always reveals who planted seeds and who wasted seasons. Habits, by nature, multiply. When you establish one positive habit, it does not stay isolated. It creates momentum. A man who disciplines his mornings will naturally begin to value his afternoons. A man who ends his days with gratitude will begin to see opportunities where others see obstacles. Discipline is contagious within your own life. One small win leads to another. The cycle repeats. Before long, what was once effort becomes instinct. This is why it is said, success does not come to those who occasionally do what is right, but to those who do it repeatedly until it defines them. Do not aim to be excellent once in a while. Aim to become excellence embodied. A man should not need reminders to live well. It should become automatic. The way he eats, speaks, moves, and thinks should all radiate from his deeply rooted habits. But beware. Just as good habits compound, so do poor ones. Every act of neglect, every surrender to laziness, every excuse, they too gather weight. They pile upon one another until eventually they become chains, chains that are difficult to break. The man who chooses ease over effort daily does not notice his decline immediately, but over months and years, he becomes a slave to his own comfort. He forgets how to push himself, he fears difficulty, he becomes fragile. You must understand, then, that habits are not neutral. They are always pushing you, either toward greatness or mediocrity, toward strength or weakness, toward fulfillment or regret. You cannot escape this. You may ignore it, but the truth remains. You are what you repeatedly do. Excellence, therefore, is not an act.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today. When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, It opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
It is a habit. Now, let us speak plainly. Most men will not do this work. Most will flirt with the idea of change, but they will not marry themselves to it. They will read about discipline, but fail to practice it. They will admire success stories, but fail to write their own. Why? Because habits require sacrifice. They demand that you say no to lesser things so that you may say yes to what matters. The average man fears sacrifice. He clings to his comforts. He desires results without paying the price. But nature does not negotiate. It rewards only those who embrace its laws. You cannot cheat the harvest. You must plant the seeds, you must water them daily, you must wait patiently, and then, only then, will the fruits come forth. So I urge you, examine your life today, not tomorrow, not when it is convenient, today. What habits govern your actions? What habits shape your mind? What habits pull you quietly away from who you wish to become? Be honest, brutally honest, because only when you confront your reality can you begin to change it. Remember, greatness does not shout. It whispers through the quiet repetition of disciplined habits. If you truly wish to attract success, become the man who deserves it. Not once, not sporadically, but daily, quietly, faithfully, until who you are and who you desire to be are one and the same. The world rewards consistency, yet few honor this truth. Too many men believe that success is found in grand gestures or sudden strokes of luck. They chase fleeting bursts of motivation, hoping they will carry them to the life they desire. But they forget, or perhaps refuse to see, that true success is found in the mundane, in doing what must be done long after the mood to do so has faded. Consider this. You wake each day not with the task of conquering the world in a single motion, but with the quiet duty to conquer yourself in the next hour. If you succeed in that hour, if you choose discipline over distraction, if you choose progress over procrastination, you have won. Win enough of these small, silent battles and victory on the grand scale becomes inevitable. Success is not given, it is accumulated. It is built brick by brick, habit by habit, moment by moment. You do not suddenly become successful. You arrive there gradually, almost imperceptibly, one decision at a time, 1 hour at a time. You mold yourself, shaping your character as a sculptor chips away at raw stone. Slowly, patiently, and yet many falter, not because they lack ambition, but because they lack endurance. They start well, inspired by the promise of change, but when the novelty fades, they abandon the process. Understand this. Motivation is fleeting. Discipline is forever. It is the man who does what is necessary, even when enthusiasm has vanished, who ascends to greatness. You must train yourself to act not according to your emotions, but according to your commitments. Let your habits become stronger than your moods. The disciplined man does not ask, "Do I feel like it today?" He asks, "What must be done today?" And then he does it. Day after day, year after year, without complaint, without excuse, without seeking applause. This is the great separator. For while others are ruled by how they feel, the disciplined man is ruled by principle. He does not depend on external forces to push him forward. He pulls himself forward. He is self-propelled. His habits have become his engine and his vision, his destination. But to build such power, you must first endure the quiet and often lonely road of habit formation. There will be no crowd to cheer you on. There will be no instant rewards. You will face temptation. You will battle fatigue. You will confront doubt. But every time you choose to continue, you strengthen the muscle of willpower. Over time, this willpower becomes automatic. What once required immense effort will become effortless. Rising early will become natural. Choosing focus over distraction will become instinct. Moving toward your goals will become second nature. You will have reprogrammed yourself into the man success is magnetized to. And this is the highest form of freedom. Not freedom from effort, but freedom from the weakness of being ruled by circumstance and impulse. When your habits carry you forward without resistance, when discipline is no longer a battle but a part of who you are free. You are free because you can trust yourself to do what needs to be done without delay, without debate. At that point, success is no longer something you chase, it is something you quietly attract. It arrives because you are prepared. It arrives because you are worthy. It arrives because you have become the type of man success has no choice but to seek. So the choice is before you. Will you be like the masses who start strong and finish weak? Or will you be among the rare few who commit, who persist, and who quietly build habits that shape not only their actions, but their destiny? The answer, as always, is found in what you do next. Success rarely announces itself with trumpets. It does not come roaring down the street demanding attention. No, success is subtle. It arrives quietly as the natural result of who you have become. The world, after all, does not reward those who merely wish. It rewards those who prepare, those who, day after day, lay the foundation through consistent effort and steady habits. It is tempting to believe that success is a matter of talent or fortune, but talent without discipline is wasted. Fortune without preparation is fleeting. The man who quietly and deliberately builds strong habits possesses something far more valuable. He owns reliability. He owns predictability. He becomes the man who can be counted on, not just by others, but by himself. When you can trust yourself to follow through, the game changes. You no longer waste energy negotiating with your weaker impulses. There is no debate when the alarm clock rings. There is no hesitation when it's time to work. Action becomes automatic. Success becomes inevitable. For it is not willpower alone that wins the day. It is the habits that carry you through when willpower runs dry. Understand this deeply. Success is not something to be chased. It is something to be prepared for. And preparation comes in the form of daily habits. When you show up every day, even when you don't feel like it, you are casting a vote for the man you wish to become. Each repetition, no matter how small, moves you closer to mastery. This is where many falter. They look for shortcuts. They seek hacks and quick fixes. But the man of discipline knows better. He understands that shortcuts lead only to disappointment. True greatness is built slowly, brick by brick, through habits so consistent they become invisible. Success does not come in a flash. It emerges quietly, after months and years of silent preparation. You see, when your habits are aligned with your vision, success will seem effortless to others. They will wonder how you do it. They will say you are lucky. They will say you are gifted. But you will know the truth. You will know the lonely nights, the early mornings, the countless repetitions that shaped you. You will also notice something else. As you become more disciplined, the world begins to bend in your favor. Opportunities present themselves. People offer you trust and respect. Challenges no longer intimidate you. Why? Because through your habits, you have become a man capable of handling them. Success gravitates towards strength, and strength is forged through repetition. So when doubt creeps in, when the days feel long and the results are not yet visible, remind yourself of this truth. You are not working for immediate applause, you are working for transformation. Every day that you show up and honor your habits, you are reshaping your identity. Soon, success will not feel like a distant goal. It will feel natural. It will feel right. Because by then you will not just be chasing success, you will have become the kind of man who draws it in, not loudly, but quietly. Not through force, but through presence. And when that happens, you will realize what the truly successful have always known. The world does not give you what you want. It gives you what you are prepared to receive. Prepare well. Build your habits. Success will come to you. Silently, steadily, and without fail. There is a profound power in understanding that the results you seek are not born in moments of passion or bursts of motivation. They are cultivated quietly, methodically through your habits. Habits are the invisible architecture of your life. They are the quiet builders of destiny. Without them, dreams remain ideas. With them, ideas become reality. Every great man, every leader, every visionary who shaped the world was not simply a man of dreams, he was a man of habits. His habits aligned with his vision. He did not merely wish, he acted. Not once or twice, but daily, he mastered repetition. He learned to find beauty and meaning in the mundane because he knew the mundane, when done with excellence, becomes magnificent over time. Consider this. You cannot plant a seed today and demand fruit tomorrow. The laws of nature do not bend to impatience. They favor consistency. They reward the man who waters the seed, tends to the soil, and trusts the process. In time, the harvest comes, not because of luck, but because of quiet, steady work. Success is no different. So how do you quietly attract success? You do so by becoming a man of quiet power. You do so by honoring your daily commitments, by rising when it is time to rise, by studying when others are sleeping, by pushing forward when the mood has left you. In these moments, you are forging something far more important than results. You are forging character. You see, success does not truly change your life. It simply reveals you to the world. It puts a spotlight on what you have already become. If you are undisciplined, success will expose it. If you are unprepared, success will escape you. But if you have built strong habits, if discipline is your ally, success will not intimidate you. It will feel familiar. This is why the best investment you will ever make is not in stocks or real estate or fleeting trends. The best investment is in the habits you cultivate. These habits shape your thoughts. Your thoughts shape your actions. Your actions shape your destiny. The world responds not to what you want, but to who you are. And here is the truth. Habits require no permission. You do not need applause to begin. You do not need support to continue. You need only commitment. Quiet, firm commitment. Build your habits as if no one is watching, because most of the time no one is. But soon everyone will see, not because you shouted, but because you became undeniable. When you make this decision to honor the small daily disciplines, you join the ranks of the rare. You separate yourself from the distracted, the impatient, the unfocused. You begin to attract success the way a flame draws the moth, silently, irresistibly. So remember this final lesson. If you wish to change your life, you do not need grand gestures or dramatic moves. You need only to master your day, one decision at a time, one habit at a time. Over days, months, and years, this simple approach will quietly and surely create a life most only dream of. You do not need to chase success. You need only to become worthy of it. When that happens, success will come to you. Quietly, powerfully, and forever.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.